for Brian Pogratz, everybody.
Hey, everybody. So I was at the gym the other day. You know those gyms that have, like, music in the background? And then they have TVs? And they have music videos in the background? I was in one of those gyms, and I looked up and I started watching the video in between sets. And it was a song called Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood. Have you heard of that?
Yeah!
He sings like he has a stutter. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bad. Anyway, as I was watching it, I started to think about it. Like, what is he? Is he bad to the bone? Or is he thorough good? Thank you, that's my time.
Thank you very much!
So then I kept watching it, and then I started to wonder, is this guy really bad to the bone? And then he broke out into a saxophone solo, and I really had my doubts that he was bad to the bone. But then he had another saxophone around his neck, so we had two saxophones. And I agreed, he's pretty badass. But he's not bad to the bone. I don't think his badness even goes like skin deep. I think it's like maybe acne bad. Like maybe there's a pimple of badness. Then I thought of some other bad saxophonists, like Kenny G. You know, even if the G stands for gangster, I still think George Thorogood might be badder than him. And Bill Clinton, of course, was a famous saxophone player. And maybe that's why they wanted two saxophones in that saxophone solo, to be a little bit more bad than Bill Clinton. And what were they thinking with their shirts? Did they think they would look more menacing if they cut the sleeves off their t-shirts? You know who's bad to the bone? Al-Qaeda. They're not cutting the sleeves off their t-shirts to look bad. They're cutting the heads off journalists. That's badass. You know what else is bad to the bone? Those sick bats that they were slaughtering in Wuhan in the marketplace. Who eats sick bats? That's how the whole thing started. Were they trying to create like a race of Batmen? Drinking Coronas with Vin Diesel. Sorry. I knew I shouldn't have made that joke. Oh, here's someone else. A local bad to the bone celebrity. Have you heard of that local hero that took matters into his own hands in the mall the other day? I guess he had a scooter, and there was some criminal that was stealing the fanny pack off a guy with cerebral palsy. So the guy owned the scooter leveled him with the scooter, and they held him to the ground until the police got there. Do you guys hear about that? And the police officer's comment was, don't get involved. Things could go sideways very quickly. And I had so many questions, like, what's a fanny pack? And why was Captain Scooter fighting crime in the mall? I'm pretty sure that riding a scooter in the mall is a crime in itself. I'm going to end this with the moral of the story is, don't steal fanny packs from people with cerebral palsy in the mall, because you might get hit by a guy riding a scooter illegally with sleeves cut off his t-shirt. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Give it up for the bad to the bone, Brian, everybody. I think that guy in the scooter might have been Peter Hudson. Who knows? We're going to keep the show rolling right along with one of the Quarter Lounge's favorites, guys. Make it loud for Joey Berge, everybody.